Progressive pastor Doug Padgett recently wrote an article for The Hill, which he titled, "Evangelicals Are No Longer a Sure Bet for Trump." This is wishful thinking on his part. A column in The New Yorker sheds light on Pastor Padgett's efforts to attract Christian support for Democrat candidates. In her piece, "Teaching Democrats to Speak Evangelical," Eliza Griswold explains, Doug Padgett launched an organization called Vote Common Good to tap into the religious left's disappointment over Hillary Clinton's loss in 2016. Post-election statistics showed candidate Clinton failed to woo religious voters, with the drop-off especially sharp among evangelicals. So, for the 2018 midterms, Doug Padgett and 14 other members of Vote Common Good held political/religious revival meetings across the country in support of Democrat candidates. Vote Common Good also trains candidates in speaking to evangelicals. At a gathering of candidates in D.C., the organization's political director, Rob Ryers, advised his audience that, quote, "Trying to memorize John 3:16 in the car on your way to the event and then quote that is probably not the best way to connect with faith-based voters. Neither is being wrong on important moral issues." In her New Yorker piece, Ms. Griswold writes, "The exodus of religious voters from the Democratic Party over the past several decades is typically explained by the culture wars, most notably over abortion. But Doug Padgett and his group aren't buying it. He says voters need to be courted. Does he really expect to convince evangelicals to support candidates whose party allows little or no deviation from pro-abortion, secular progressive dogma? Remember, Bill Clinton touted his motto for making abortion safe, legal, and rare. In 2016, Hillary dropped the word rare. Courting evangelicals must include a robust defense of the sanctity of human life. Evangelical speak that leaves this out is not believable." For Point of View, I'm Penna Dexter.